Hey, that's pretty, Fred.
Okay, I hope you got more detail than I have on the monitor here.
No, we probably don't, but it's kind of a neat picture anyway.
Pressurizing the tunnel.
Houston, roger.
This view is looking up into the docking tunnel of the command module with the tunnel light showing toward the top of the tunnel.
About all we see on this picture, Fred, are the bright spots with the lights around the tunnel area. The hatch itself is pretty dark. Houston, by the way, we'd like to know how the high-gain antenna lockup worked. Our signal strength is a little bit lower than we thought it would be.
It looked just the way I expected it to, Joe. I had her sitting there in REAC with the numbers cranked in, and as soon as we got pretty much through the rotation, I just threw it down to high-gain, and it appeared to lock right up.
Okay, good deal. See that flashlight beam wandering around there?
At this point, we're getting a good view of Jack Swigert in the left-hand seat of the command module.
15 Houston, go ahead.
We'd kind of like to hold off on the starting the bidding again until we get the things come back up inside here. One of you might give us a call, command us when to initiate that.
Okay, 13, will do.
Trying to shift her up to look up into the tunnel here.
Okay, real good. Okay, 13 Houston, I think we could use an f-stop lower. What f-stop are you at now?
I'm about as low as you can go, Joe. I'm sitting on 4.4.
Okay.
What you're looking at, Joe, is the commander has removed the hatch and is proceeding to stow it.
Okay, 13, that's a pretty good picture there.
CDR is verifying the docking latch now.
Roger.
Okay, Joe, Jim reports that there's a slight, you know, burnt smell up in the tunnel area. It's been reported in previous flights.
Okay, we copy that.
Reports all docking latches latched.
Houston, roger.